What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So Jack is down 1-0 to DeCamera. The next event is baseball, which Jack played in college. And joining us now, we are...
Allegedly.
Participated in. Yeah. Participated in.
Joining us now is a three-time PSAC Coach of the Year, Bloomsburg's head baseball coach, Mike Collins. Thank you for joining us, Coach Collins.
Well, thanks for having me. This is it's pretty exciting.
Well, we wish it was a better situation. We have Jack falling apart right before our eyes. We'll get to that in a second. But I want to take you back to when you you recruited Jack and got him to come to Bloomsburg. What did you?
It was a big coup, by the way. It was a big deal back in the day.
Well, Jack made me work hard. He did. He didn't make it easy.
Oh, really?
No, I had to work for Jack a little bit. Yeah, he pitched really well at the Carpenter Cup. Right, Jack?
Shoved at the Carpenter Cup.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he did. He looked good at the Carpenter Cup. I think he pitched for the Delco team, right? Was it Chester County, and he threw well. And I think it was at Penn. He was like 82, 84 ish with the fastball, threw strikes. He threw his breaking, but landed the breaking ball for strike. And he's a good sized guy. I'm like, yeah, this guy is projectable. He's going to work hard in the weight room, and the velocity is going to come up. And he threw well. So that's where it all started for me and Jack.
And working hard.
Yeah, boy. What about that working hard part? How'd that work out?
Allergic to the weight
room. The body never really improved. We were unable to enhance the body. That was, and as a result, the velocity never really, we never got the velocity spike we were hoping for.
Now, Jack has joked about his work ethic as a college pitcher as well. Did you see that he didn't really commit himself to getting better as a pitcher in college?
He could have done a little bit more, I think. Let's just say off-season training. I mean, he was a guy that was going to be a practice and listen and do all that kind of stuff. So he was fine. I think Jack honestly did a great job in terms of his career. You could tell I could tell around his sophomore, junior year, he became really obsessed with like communications and media and stuff like that. And I recall like he wasn't getting a lot of mound time, so he'd be in the dugout doing play-by-play on the game. With one of the guys. It was Matt Hurd.
It was Aaron Russell. It was Russ. Yeah.
Was it you and Russ? Okay, yeah. You're doing play-by-play. I'm thinking this is a little annoying, but he's practicing for sure, so I got to let it slide a little bit. At least he's paying attention to what's going on, even though he's not in the game. Yeah.
53 straight perfect books my sophomore year, Coach. 53 straight perfect books.
That's, you know, everything counts, right? You know, so... you got to, your role isn't your limit. It's your canvas. And that was your role. So you made the most of it.
Oh my God. By the way, if we get nothing else, Jack not applying, never improving his body and doing play by play while on the team in the dugout are two golden moments.
Hold on.
Yeah.
My sophomore year, I lost 20 pounds in the winter of that year. Put it back on immediately.
Okay.
But I did get to 195 at one point.
Okay. Well, the velocity never really got to where
that's what Coach remembers, that velocity never got.
Yeah, he's talking about throwing 80-something next week. We come to find out he's barely throwing 80-something in college.
I don't know how he's going to get through 10 hitters, man. He's going to run out of gas.
Okay, so this is what's happening. I don't know if you're following this, but Jack is doing this an athletic challenge against our morning show host, Joe DiCamera, and Jack lost in golf yesterday. And it was really sort of a mental thing because Jack is a better golfer than Joe. So what's going to happen is Joe or Jack will throw DiCamera 10 at-bats. If DiCamera gets on base 4 times, he wins. If Jack keeps him to 2 or fewer, he wins. And if it's 3, it's a push. So any advice from you that you could give Jack both mentally and physically next week for him to win this and even this up would be really appreciated.
Well, he's got to attack the zone because if the pitch count gets up there, he's going to have a problem in those last 5 at-bats, I think. I think Joe DiCamera should practice some plate discipline because – I think 10 ABs in a row for Jack at this stage is going to be a little rough, you know?
You're right.
So aim small, miss small. Just attack the middle of the plate. What I would do.
Yeah, because
let your two-seamer run to the corner, you know, just attack the middle of the plate.
You got that, Jack? So. Let your two-seamer run to the corner.
I think I lost my two-seamer. Okay. I'm back in on the four-seamer.
Yeah, we don't think Joe's going to swing at all. So truthfully, if Jack can just make him swing – then I think he could cut down maybe on the swing, on the pitches he's going to throw, and maybe he tuckers DiCamera out a little bit because I don't think Joe has the, you know, throwing to 10 pitchers is hard, but as a batter, swinging for 10 straight at bats, that's pretty tough too, and I don't think he has that in him physically. So,
Jack's going to have to play some mental games to get him to swing the bat, you know, like he's going to have to challenge him a little bit psychologically because, I think Joe's best strategy is to exhibit some patience in there.
Yeah. And final thing, I guess from a mental skills thing, one of the things that Jack is having trouble with is that he feels the weight of, you know, Ike and myself,
right,
the listeners that want him to win. He feels the weight of this and he can't escape it. And I think it
actually reminds me a lot of my freshman year at Bloom. I mean,
oh, really?
I was a 5-star recruit. For D2 standards, and that's called a lot of pressure. I got a university on my shoulders, Coach.
So when a player is you know, is succumbing to pressure like that, is there something that you can tell a player to get them to sort of ignore what's going on outside and just focus on the task at hand?
I think the thrill of competition has got to be greater than any fear of making a mistake. And he's just got to remember those days when he was back in Little League Baseball playing at Westchester, just dominating all those kids and just relive those moments. That's all we can do because that's when we played at our best, when we were just out there competing, having fun, unafraid to crash and burn, not worrying about results, you know.
I got
just have fun competing.
I got one question for you, Coach.
Sure.
I'm interested in how this thing ended for Fritz at Bloomsburg.
Oh, boy.
I'm just wondering, did he walk away? Did you have to have a talk with him to say, son, it may be something else
honestly,
different?
No, he became really focused on his career, man. He became focused on getting in the media. He was building up his social media presence.
We know about that.
That silly fan life thing. And he came in the office and we talked about it. And he decided he really wanted to focus on that part of, next steps in his life.
How hard did you try to convince him not to do that?
I wasn't crying the blues when Jack decided not to play. I was excited for him that he knew what he wanted in life and be successful. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, and he got that $2,000 back.
Yeah, I got the scholarship back. That's
there you go.
Well, I did it on the day. I remember the day that I hung him up. It was the day they were supposed to sign. They were going to get a scholarship for the next year.
Yeah.
And I was like, in good faith, I can't do that. I know I'm not coming back.
Right.
So I was like, I'll give up the...
For the team.
Yeah. Come on, no, team guy.
Team guy.
Recruit some transfers with it.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you coming on today to talk about Jack. It's been I knew I wanted to get you on to talk about Jack, but I needed the exact right moment, and boy, this was the exact right moment. So,
well, I'll be rooting for him, but I tell you what, he takes a lot of grief, but over his numbers or what have you. But we're really proud of Jack. Jack's done really well for himself. So I think everybody at Bloomsburg is proud of Jack and his achievements in sports media.
Awesome.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. There he is. There Coach he is. Mike Collins.
He is a star, Coach. He is a star.
He is a star.
Yes, he is.
Yep.
He
is. Not because of his fastball, but
a star in life.
Yeah, a star in life. Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it, Coach.
All right, man. Thanks, guys. We'll see you. Bye.
There is Bloomsburg head baseball coach Mike Collins. Three-time PSAC coach.
Three-time PSAC coach of the year.
Yeah, not with you, though.
No.
No, he set a school record for wins my sophomore year.
Okay. Oh, really?
Well, I contributed nothing.
He won the PSAC back-to-back. But it was 2019, 2021.
Yeah, he had a good stretch there. I think they broke our school record for wins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what was your years?
13 and 14.
13 and 14. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. The story about him saying, he didn't improve his body at all. But that was one. But you doing play-by-play in the dugout.
In the dugout during the game.
Is legendary.
And it wasn't serious play-by-play.
Oh, yeah.
It was like joking around.
Oh, yeah. I know you. It was definitely sarcasm.
Oh,
yeah.
This idiot. You know? Like, it was... But, yeah, we were really into it. It was definitely a nerd thing.
Yeah. By the way, awesome. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Brandon Graham will join us at 5.
BG?
Chance for you to go see and meet BG next week. We will talk about that with BG coming up at 5:215, which means, by the way, the top 5 of 5 is moving to 4:30 today.
That's right.
Oh.
So we're moving everything around because the Phillies game starts earlier. It's a 6:30 first pitch, leading off 5:30, all that stuff.
Should we bring Herb on for the weather report again to see if it's still raining in the Northeast?
How hard it's raining. Those are big drops, he said. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mountain Area, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, what up, man? Hey, listen, Jack, I had to call you, man, because I know you need my support the most right now. You hear me?
I do.
You know what I mean, like, this guy, Jack is, you know, I've known Jack for a better part of about a little while now. And I've always said to myself, Jack is a particular type of guy. You know, he's not a confident guy. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, he has all the ability in the world, but he lacks the confidence. You know what I mean? You know, good producer. You know, guy's smart as a, you know, he's smart. Smart guy.
Yeah, sharp
family,
as a tack.
Good head on his shoulder. Yeah, you know, things. But you got to believe that, Jack. You know, this guy, Joe DeCameron, you're going up against, right? He has all the confidence in the world. Guy wants to be the president of the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? He really thinks he can be the president. That's the type of guy you're going up against right now.
10 years ago, that would not have been possible, but anything is possible
now. Yeah, you
never
know. Yeah.
My point exactly. But the guy has the confidence. You know, you can not be good at something, but if you're confident at it, you know, you become great at it. You know what I mean? And that's just all it takes sometimes. Joe had his moment. Okay, Jack, what I need you to do is erase everything that happened on that golf course.
Yes.
Okay? Like it never happened before. Just zip it out of your mind. After today, we're not even talking about it no more, okay?
Well.
He had his moment. His moment was you can pick them brooms away moment. But then, you know, we know what happened to my beloved Sixers after AI said that, right?
Yeah.
The Lakers came in. It was a better team. And they kicked ass in four games in a row. Well, I need you to do that, Jack. Like, you know, you got a wife that depends on you, got kids that depend on you, got to look at Walker in the face every day and your little baby in the face every day. You want to say you lost to Joe DeCameron in anything in
your
life?
Yeah. Sets them up for failure.
Come on.
This guy's in the bathtub more than Walker and Sutton.
He actually is, yeah.
You know, he lost to a guy that has a rubber ducky and that sits in the bathtub and, you know that has a game that's rigged that he plays every week. And, you know what I mean?
He plays every Friday.
Come on, man. You're better than that, Jack. And you know what? Just the thing. I'm not going to give you the please don't do the woe is me, the Joel Embiid. I don't need that. Okay? I need to hear confidence out of you, man. I haven't heard confidence out of you in a long time. You need to tell us when this thing is all over today, you're going to win that game or next week. I don't know when you guys play baseball, but you're going to win a game and it's going to be done rather easily. Because this is a must win right now, Jack. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you represent the afternoon show, man. And, you know, guys like to take shots at the afternoon show, best show on the radio. you know, always have been. And, you know, this would be one up for those guys.
I know. We can't let them breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think he feels that. He knows me and Spike are right here watching as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Jack, I'm just, listen, man, I'm rooting for you, man. Only thing I can do is root for you from the side. I can't play for you. I wish I could. But you can't let this guy get out on you, man. You'll never hear the end of it. And right now, what he's doing, he's softening you up. You went on his show, he softened you up. You know, kind of like what Jimmy Butler does to Joel Embiid whenever he plays. Soften the big guy up and then just take a dagger in his heart. You fall for it. Don't fall for it, Jack. I need to hear confidence, and I need to hear that you're going to kick his ass. Simple as that. I don't want to hear nothing else. No excuses, no nothing. I just called up just to tell you, man, you got this. Got it, man.
Thank you, Jock.
There it
just
is.
Forget about it, okay?
Forget about this whole thing.
Chalk it, you know what I mean? Move on. Flush it. Go on to the next day. What Jalen say? No one man's an island. We all draw from each other. So I'm calling up to give you support, man. Now, if you lose on next week, your ass is on your own. I'm out. Peace.
There he is.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Chuck Renata.
A true supporter.
All right. So the good news is,
lose next week, you're on your own.
Yeah. The good news is Bryce Harper is playing tonight.
Yes.
I don't want to say
bad
this.
News?
Is the, well, you hear him talk about it. It's not the most encouraging thing in the world. Here's what Bryce had to say.
I didn't think I was going to take any other steps forward of feeling better or anything like that. I thought we were kind of at a standstill of it feeling the same the last couple of days. And from BP to live and things like that, kind of gave us the same results each day. So I thought today was a good one.
Is it something you're going to have to manage, though, in your mind?
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine so. I'm not sure yet what that's going to feel like. So we're going to, you know, as I go, I think, and as I know you guys will, and Tomper as well. So we'll see, how I feel tonight, tomorrow, and, go from there.
I mean, he basically said it wasn't getting any better, so yeah. I might as well try to play.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like...
This is the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
From a...
Still no diagnosis.
Yeah, when you don't have a diagnosis of exactly what it is, and it seems like it's all about pain tolerance.
Sure. Which I understand, yeah. You know, but like, how... I'm just... How does no one How have they, has not one reporter been able to find out what the diagnosis on his wrist is?
Because they, the Phillies know.
Of course they know.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have a player of this caliber.
Of course they know.
And not have him see specialists, not know exactly what's going on with
him. It's not the first time a guy's had tendonitis in his wrist or arthritis. In it. It's like, I'm sure a doctor has seen whatever it is and they know what it is.
Yeah.
You know? So, look, him having, even having a worse Bryce in the lineup is better than not having Bryce in the lineup. But like my, I'm just discouraged in that he didn't say, yeah, you know, I'm swinging
I'm
without pain.
To go, yeah.
Yeah. Cause it was weird over the weekend. He said what, that 3 weeks ago, I didn't think I'd be feeling this good now.
Yeah.
What is that? Like,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we all thought we didn't think he'd be initially.
Is this wrist hanging on by a thread? I mean, yeah. I just, man, it's very concerning.
He also said over the weekend, there wasn't any pain, but it was sore. And I'm like, well, hold on. Now, I know there's a difference between soreness from, you know, running and pain from it. Like, yeah. I get that, but still.
But the two words itself on their own face, it's the same to me.
Yeah, like, well,
something is sore. I feel pain.
You feel pain. Yeah. But let's say there's a difference between you, I don't know, you injuring your quad and your quad's feeling sore because you ran stairs the day before. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference between like, but still, if he has a wrist injury and he swung a bat a bunch of times and I said, how do you feel? And he says, it's sore. That is not a great indication. Yeah. You know what I mean? I wouldn't, God, man.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Not great. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, Chris?
What up, Chris?
I use the word men lightly with you,
Chris.
This thing, Fritz, is just so shameful by you. You know.
Well, what do you mean by that?
You're shameful. You're no longer a Bloomsburg Husky. You're more like a Yorkie right now.
you just hear Coach?
You get out and lose to Joe DeCamera. It's Joe DeCamera. Listen, you know what? I go out, I get a t-shirt made to show my support for Team Fritz.
Oh, you did do that.
You did get the t-shirt made, yeah.
You come out totally small. Like, there's not enough blue chews on the earth to make
you. Oh, man, what are we doing?
Like, you guys don't understand how small it is.
This is just one of the most abysmal performances. And all these people that are trying to rah, 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 cheer you up. No, you know what? Mike, give them a tap down in the nether region.
Give him a ball tap.
Make sure there's something there, all right?
Good luck finding it.
I need you to man up. And you know what? Here's something else. You're no longer an athlete. Not until you win this competition. Because you can't consider yourself to be an athlete.
If you lose to Joe.
I know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a tough one.
You're going to – that. I think that is the biggest thing that could happen here is that if you end up losing to Joe, you being in the ranks of Ike and
John. Well, and we take a vote. Hugh already wants you out the group.
Well, that's not surprising. Come on, Hugh.
Yeah.
Richie's.
Me and Richie are still there with you.
I think Richie's more disappointed than Ike.
Anybody else.
Yes.
Well, because he has to sit there next to Joe 4 hours listening to
him. It must have took him, what, an hour to explain it today? I was getting messages at 7:20 and at 7:56. Like, how long this freaking...
He drug it, man. What the kids say? You dragging it? He was dragging it.
Oh, and he was so pink yesterday. He was so pink.
And swampy.
Yeah, just so pink and swampy and out of breath.
He was panting at one point.
On hole number 9, he had nothing left. Oh, I can't believe you didn't win on the 10th hole,
That's
man.
The point.
Oh.
You know what? One last thing for this whole baseball contest.
Yes.
Jack, you better not shrink up here. You better perform. And you know what, Spike?
What?
Spike, you can't go. He's too afraid around you and too nervous. You can't be there. The only one that could be there is Ike because Ike will put his pom-poms on and rah, rah, rah for Team Jack. You can't be there, Spike. He's not man enough to handle it. You know what, Jack? Lock in. Complete the work. That's all I got to say.
All right.
I did bring you home in the mile run.
Yeah, you did do that.
I brought him home.
Yeah.
I felt cheering him. I was in his ear.
I felt like it was a little additive yesterday.
I thought you were great.
Yeah.
I needed a break.
Again, it was more me.
Yeah.
More me.
Well, yeah, it was definitely more you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Spike and I did as much as we could.
But I could feel the the weight. Yeah. Like, you guys were really caring it for everyone else out there.
Yeah.
Like, I could almost hear the disappointed sighs after every putt I missed.
Well, it wasn't that. I'll tell you, one time I actually had a hide behind Ike. It was on the hole where on the tee, you just hit the ball straight basically into the weeds right in front of us.
Three
straight. Yeah. And I stood behind Ike because I was so aghast, and then I was laughing and I didn't know what to do.
I know. That one broke me.
Yeah.
That one broke me. Usually, if I wasn't being filmed or whatever, like, that's an easy.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, your Tucker's out there with damn.
Oh, yeah. Would you have thrown a club?
I'm a legend.
Oh, yeah. He would have definitely threw a club.
I love throwing clubs.
Yeah, I've seen him throw clubs. Yeah. I've seen him.
Now, it wouldn't have been snapped over my knee, but it would have been like a hard slam.
Why don't they. Okay. Can I ask you guys some golf questions here?
Yeah.
So they hit the ball, and it's hard to see sometimes, and then you got to go find it. Why don't they have, like, you do, okay, so if I lose my AirPods in my house, I just go onto my phone, and it says find mine, and I just find it. So why don't they put, like, something
in the ball
so you can go find it?
You know how much those balls would cost?
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
I'm out there finding balls and putting them in my bag.
Oh, right.
The last thing I want to do is start buying balls with a chip in them.
Now, you would lose less of them if...
Oh, yeah, that's true. You would find them. Yeah,
at least on the... Well, I guess the Pro Tour, they're easy. They hit it on the fairway. So
and they also have spotters out there on the Pro Tour.
To find out where it is.
Yeah, where everything is at.
All right. Yeah, because that was the first time I've ever been on a golf course while people were playing golf.
Yeah.
It does seem fun.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not the way you guys were doing it.
No, it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
The game messes with you.
Jack drove across... The fairway wasn't what he was not supposed to.
Dude, I'm on my knees ripping weeds away from the ball.
The camera almost drove the cart in the water.
Yes.
Yeah, riding by the water.
Yeah, he was in the water at one point.
Standing in the water.
That was an awesome shot, too.
Yeah.
That was... I didn't know he fell in there.
Yeah.
I thought he had got in on his own.
No, he was standing on the edge, and then he slipped.
I could see it, yeah.
Yeah. Coming up next,
it's not clear water either. That wasn't
water. Yeah,
little mucky.
I kept saying to him as he was trying to hit the ball over the water, I'd be like, "Hey, duck! Hey, Joe! There's a duck in there. Don't kill the duck. Don't kill the duck." I was trying to get in his head.
He went five more holes with his shoes soaking wet.
Trench,
like
he
literally just jumped in the water.
Lost to that loser.
I know.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's starting to hit you now, isn't
it? Yeah, it really is. I can't believe you lost.
Me either.
Well, Brandon Graham will join us at 5 o'clock, which means the top 5 of 5 moves to 4:30.
Oh.
Yeah, so that is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Brandon Graham joining us at 5. So we will do the top 5 at 5 now at 4:30. Before we get to it, an update on the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Do you now believe that the camera will beat Fritz? 52.6% say no. 47.4% say yes.
Oh, but that's going the other way, right?
Slightly. Yeah. I mean, just amazing that 47% of people think that DeCamera will win, where if we took this poll 5 days ago,
It would have been 90%.
I was just saying 10% DeCamera.
Yeah.
Just throw strikes next week, buddy. Throw strikes. All right, let's do the top 5.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
So I have for you today the top 5 most annoying things that DeCamera did yesterday.
Oh, this is a good one.
Because there was a lot.
Yeah.
There was a lot. Starting at number 5, every second letting everyone know what we're laying. But also, not even, like, kind of getting it right, kind of getting it wrong. It was like, am I laying three? No, you're on right. two shooting three. You're not laying three. I mean, him and Ike almost came to fist the cuffs over that.
Yeah.
I mean, every second, laying this, laying that.
Yeah, I couldn't understand. He wasn't, it was like he thought he was doing the announcing of it yes. or something. It's like, what difference does it make? What is this shot? This is your fifth shot?
This is your fifth okay. shot, yes.
Holy moly.
And the one time, like, it was your third shot. Just it was your third shot. Is you shooting like, your third shot, laying your third shot? It's your third shot.
It's your third shot.
Oh my gosh, he couldn't get past it. It was beyond annoying. The fourth most annoying thing he did yesterday, I forget what hole it was on, but like, I might have brushed the ball with my putter. You would have thought this is World War III.
Yes.
Like, it moved
yes.
it yeah. a millimeter.
Does that count? Does that count? Does that count? Does that count? What happens here?
That's what he was doing.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it didn't move any closer to the hole. It swirled for a second. And we didn't do it on purpose. Oh, my God. It was, you would have thought.
Yeah.
He was trying to shake you, man.
Yeah, he was a little.
He was trying to shake
you. You know what, though? I think it was part of his game plan.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah. And I got
it
very worked. Annoyed. Yeah, yeah.
It worked.
Because again, I'm a gentleman out there. The third most annoying thing that he did yesterday was asking the pro at Riverwinds, Vince, for advice like he could execute anything that the pro was telling him to do.
That is very fun.
Well, I was just like, you can't hit a fade, you can't hit a draw. Just hit it straight.
One time he said. So you think between the flag and over there, right to the left of the rough is where I should be aiming. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If this ball goes 20 yards, we'll be lucky. Well, and then he had one. He was, remember the last one?
Oh, yeah. There was a group of foursome play in front of us.
About 260 yards ahead of us.
Easily.
Yeah.
And, you know, Vince is telling him, hey, shoot that way. He's like, well, what if I hit those people over there? I was like, really? What if you hit them?
We're telling him, just get it back in the fairway over here. Yeah, you're worried about somebody 260 yards down the fairway.
I'm nervous about you hitting me 8 feet away. Not the people. You're not John Daly.
You're right. Vince looked at him like, is he serious?
Yep.
His old caddy was getting irritated with him yesterday.
The caddy, I think, ended up ruining it for me by the end.
Yep.
And I think he was getting paid by the camera.
I hope he was. By the way, if he wasn't getting paid by the camera, what a cheap ass the camera is. I would hope
Seriously?
He's paying
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would hope he tipped him.
Jack's caddy didn't get anything.
No.
Well,
no.
He lost.
Yeah. No, it was the caddy's fault. Yeah. It was the caddy's fault. Yep. I don't think he used any of Vince's advice either.
I don't think he did, man.
I think he just used his own, you know, what he wanted to do.
He asked him on every shot. Yeah.
Every
he
shot.
Made sure to make him look, come and look at it, ask him what he should do.
Oh, the number of angles. We looked at every shot.
Just picked the ball.
He came out one time with five clubs in his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And still had to run back to the cart to get
another
club.
Other one. Yeah.
I was waiting for him to ask Vince if he can have a drink of water. Is it okay right now, coach, to have a drink? No? Okay. The second most annoying thing about yesterday, I know we argued about this earlier, but the idea of like putting everything out. I mean, that's the biggest thing that gets in.
Disagree.
Standing over a 6-incher.
Disagree.
That's a tough putt. I know it sounds ridiculous.
I kind of. But you guys are. It's
a competition.
Yeah, but like
matters.
Again,
the PGA Tour, they have to hit
they
it in.
I know.
Yes.
And in high school, except the one time I didn't do it.
Well, then I don't understand.
Because it's just like men. Sometimes men got to be men.
No.
And there's gimmies on courses.
Men got to hit the ball in the hole.
Nah.
That's what men got to do.
Nah, that's not
men
stuff.
Men can't be crying after three holes against Joe DiCamera. That's not what men do.
There's a spite.
Yeah, I know. Took him 32 and a half hours.
He wanted to unleash that yesterday.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
Oh, that's what men do. That's what men
it
do.
It is what men do.
Men don't lose to Joe.
I agree. It's a gentleman's game. It's a gentleman's sport.
Yep.
But the number one most annoying thing that happened yesterday is after I make the comeback of the century, this guy takes it. Like a 10-minute break.
Oh, yeah.
Momentum.
Moseys over the
human rain delay.
He did. He really did.
He milked it.
He
came
so
back with four
long.
Waters. Asked, asked every
like, you want a bottle?
Do you want a bottle? No. One,
no.
Everybody told you no.
Asked every single person, do they need a drink?
Yep. He's trying to get his wind back.
Yeah, I know.
And he still shanked it off the tee.
Yeah, it didn't help.
Yeah.
It didn't help.
And you hit the ball way down the fairway.
Yeah, I know. Still lost the hole. And I made a beautiful pitch out.
Beautiful pitch out.
150. Again, I'm going to think about it until I'm on my deathbed. 155 yards with an 8-iron to close them out. Freaking right.
Yep.
And you should be hitting a 9 anyway.
Well, 9 because there's water in front, so I didn't want to be short.
Yeah, but you swing fully.
I know.
You take a full swing. So, in other words, I would want to hit a lesser club.
Yeah, and still swing all the way.
Yeah, still swing full. He can get it there. He's strong. Like, he can get it there with no problem. That's how you hit the ball to the back of the green on the other par 3. He had no problem getting the ball there. He had the strength.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Damn.
He blew it.
I know.
Oh, my God.
You're starting to get more and more annoyed by it.
The more we talk about it and think about it. Yes.
See, I'm doing better. You guys are back to waddling through it. Yeah.
Doing worse. It's my whole Sunday. 215-592-9494. Jordan in Princeton. You're on WIP.
Good morning, guys. It's actually Jordan from the beach in Ventnor today, and a gorgeous afternoon it is.
Oh,
so
there
you
go.
Not for Jack. Not for Jack, but we're going to touch on that in a second. First thing, afternoon naps. Glorious.
Right?
Glorious. Absolutely. Sometimes the only thing getting me out of bed in the morning is knowing that I'm taking a nap in the afternoon.
The only thing I would say, though, Jordan, is that the nap for me has to be early enough to where I still have lots of day afterwards.
Right.
So, like, the very
late... I like going 2 to 4, 1 to 3, yeah, 1 to 3:30.
Yeah, see, I don't usually sleep 2 hours, but I want to be done by 3.
Right.
I want to be up by 3. So, as long as I'm awake by 3, it's a good one.
Notable exception, if you have late night plans, that 4 to 6 p.m. nap keeps you up until 2, 3 in the morning. I know you're a concert guy, so sometimes a little later in the day nap, go to a show that night, a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Just saying. Just saying. But listen, I mean, as a guy who's going to be 42 on Wednesday, the only thing I really want to do in my life right now is take a nap and not be bothered by anybody.
Yeah, go home.
That's what aging is.
Yeah.
42, that's kind of early for the nap department, but okay.
Oh, no, come on. You wake up at 5 a.m. every day. I got to do it, you know? Four or five hours of sleep, a little nap in the middle of the day. I almost feel like I'm on a morning radio schedule.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, no. Speaking of morning radio, you know, I like the morning show, but I think, Jack, I think everybody in Philadelphia wanted you to beat this guy on Sunday. I don't know a lot of people that weren't rooting for Jack, because let's be honest, Joe DiCamera, the guy's a bit of an ass. You got to feel bad even for his colleagues. They got to sit and listen to this guy all day. He's pretty difficult for 4 hours a day. With you three, I feel like I'm listening to three real friends, because someone's always a loser in one day, and it changes. But when you're in a group of three,
someone's going to be the loser.
Yeah.
Jack, today, I'm sorry. He's a loser, man. But here's the thing. He didn't beat you on the golf course. He beat you on the smallest golf course in the world. It's the 6 inches between your ears, man.
I thought it was the other.
Camera's not a better golfer than you. Again, large ears, small head, big brain. It's all relative. But he didn't beat you on the course. He beat you in your head.
I know.
And I'm a golfer. I've been playing golf since I could walk, and I still suck at this game. And even as hard as I try, the most frustrating thing is when you go out and you play with a jackass like Joe DiCamera, who clearly sucks at the game, and he shoots better than you. But, I mean, listen, here's where I'm giving some awards. You guys like flowers, but we're going to give some flowers out. So, you know, my flowers are to WIP, because whoever came up with this got everybody to engage so heavily in this battle, in this drama. You got people that don't even listen to sports radio talking in. So WIP is the big winner. But when we have two golfers carding 11s in a 9-hole tournament, nobody won. You're both losers. I'm sorry. Jack, you lost. Joe, you think you didn't. You lost. You came back on the 10th hole. You carded an 11, bro. You can't even do that. It's double par, and you move your tuckers on to the next hole. Let's go. Jack, strike him out in baseball. We got to calm Joe down. The guy's got an ego bigger than the Tasty Cake studio. It can't even fit in that little room. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Nice call,
Solid
Jordan.
Solid call by Jordan.
Nice call.
We're all losers.
Yeah, that was my favorite line.
Yep.
That's what I felt yesterday.
Yeah.
We take turns each day.
Yep. One of us is always the loser.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Brandon Graham joins us at 5 o'clock, but Jack tells you this about this now.
Yeah, exactly. So summer's heating up, and we felt it yesterday. And when you go home, we had to make sure the AC was working. You don't want the AC to be on the fritz. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Not a good day for that joke. You don't want to be on the fritz today. But listen, if you need AC, I got a guy. Christian Home Services has you covered with all your cooling, heating, plumbing, and electrical needs. The guys at Christian came out, hooked me up with a preferred partner plan, which includes priority service every time you call, a 15% discount on all service parts and labor, and free HVAC and plumbing home inspections. Plus, they've got the best service in the business and a team you can trust. Did you know 90% of AC system problems can be traced back to bad install? That's why premium installation matters, and that's all Christian does. Right now, check out their summer special. Zero payments and zero interest for 18 months or $2,000 off your new HVAC system. Christian Home Services. Now you've got a guy, they've got me covered, and they've got you too. Visit ChristianHomeServices.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big I, Jackie, baby.
Get to it.
What's up, fellas?
What the hell's going on here, man?
Because, man, what's the name? Look, Jack losing me money. He's losing me money. I bet a dollar on each round against a coworker, and I like my dollar. I like my dollar.
Yeah.
Because it ain't really about the dollar. You get to laminate the dollar, and you get to say why you won the dollar. It's not a spendable dollar. And what's the name? And Jack, y'all, like, all this laughing and stuff. I had a guy come to me at work and be like, yo, he's talking about your boy. I'm like, who he talking about? So from 7:20-something to who knows when, I had to listen to this guy give a step by step. And I hit Jack yesterday. Later on, when I thought everything was over, I was like, how'd it go? He said he couldn't tell me that. I said my lips are sealed. He said he couldn't tell me that. I'm like, okay, we in the book. And I'm listening to this dude, and the way he's telling the story, he's telling it like he's trying to talk about what he did good, how bad he did, but how he did really good against Jack, who plays golf, and then gets to the end, and he won. He won. And I'm looking at the pictures. Ike Reese out there looking like a real caddy. Yeah. Jack, what's his name? Stooped down looking at the ball. I was like, and I'm looking at the pictures because I ain't getting no answer yesterday. And the way this guy going this morning, I was like, yo, Jack won this thing. And we 0-1. We 0-1. Mm-hmm. Look, this is a team loss. It ain't no calling you. You need to treat this competition like you treat that drop board.
Ooh,
when you got on that
yeah, ooh boy.
That's
yeah.
How you need to treat this competition, brother. When you get out there, for everything he do, you got to drop. You got to drop for everything. Stop going in there and all this I ain't got no confidence. Spike will argue you down. That's confidence. More confidence in the world. Sometimes I'll be like, did that really happen? But the way he said, I believe it. I believe it. Whatever he is, look like he just going to war, what's his name, with a battle axe. He walks around with confidence. He a big dude. And you up here talking about, stop it, bro. Get in your bag, man. We 0-1. We got to do better than this. And y'all, stop making top fives about Joe DeCameron. That is not get back. That is not a comeback. Making him look bad, what he did all day yesterday, that's not a comeback. Beating.
Ooh.
Beating. Because I want my dollar. I want my dollar. I love y'all cats.
All right, Yosh. Getting the regulars. The regulars are giving you tough love.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you needed it.
Yeah.
You needed it.
A little poor me's.
Yeah.
Gotta get you out of that.
Gotta throw strikes.
Yeah. I'm excited for tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Well, I'm throwing tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you already. Yeah, that's right, because it's next week.
Yeah, you can't.
You don't have time to sit around.
No.
Do we know when the next one is? What's the next one? Tennis?
Yeah, I don't know if it's running.
Here's what
tennis.
I'm worried about.
Okay. Here we go.
Well, we got a 4th of July weekend coming up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah.
Well, you can lose everything over that 3-day span. It's a weekend.
Yeah.
I'm throwing again on Saturday.
He's throwing on Saturday.
What?
Okay. It's the day after the 4th of July.
Oh, I don't care. I mean.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just saying, all right.
I'll drink when I drink.
Okay. You know?
But I'm not right. Like, yeah. I'm not like that anymore.
All right. Kenny from the Dirty 30. You're on WIP. What's up, Kenny?
No judgment.
Hey, guys. So, Jack. I like Joe DeCameron. He's always been nice and respectful to me. But I've always looked at you like a crazy little brother of mine. You've always been, I try to take care of you. I invite you to Darren Dalton events, and I let you tease me about Villanova, and I was rooting for you. I want this. These are the thoughts in your head. You are the Lakers in 2001. You let the Sixers step over you, and what did the Lakers do the next four games?
Dominated.
Dominated.
The Sixers.
You are
Robert Horry. You know what you are? The first Rocky movie. When Rocky landed that first punch in the first round and knocked him down, and then Apollo stood up and fought right back. I know for a fact, Jack, he just stunned you with that first punch you didn't expect. You now see it coming. And there's no way you're going to let that happen again. You're younger, you're stronger, you're fitter, you're faster, you're taller. You got everything going for you. And there's no way in God's green earth you're going to let that happen again. You got hit in the face. Take it, get up, and do it the way everybody else knows you will. You're going to win this thing going away. I got all the confidence in you. Shake it off, bud. Shake it off because you're going to do it.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny.
Need that.
Got a report that Joe's caddy was not paid.
Oh, wow.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I guess Jack's caddy wasn't paid either.
No, he was paid to be there because he works.
Oh, because he works there all day.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was his
office. Yeah, but he wasn't paid to be out there for three hours in that hot sun with us.
He thought it was going to be five holes, too, after my first drive. He told me that. I was like, yeah, I agree.
And great job on bench yesterday.
Oh, my God.
He was great.
He was telling you how many yards away it was.
Yeah.
He a couple of times tried to joke. It was like 260 when I knew it was like 175.
Yeah.
Not today, Vince. Did you see my first five holes? Like, I don't need that.
I don't need a joke right now.
Man, that last hole.
Yeah,
we could not joke with you yesterday. There was no. We didn't have one, what, maybe before they teed off? Did we have one lighthearted moment yesterday?
No.
Also, but, you know, 25 minutes before it starts, I'm there. I text Jack. I'm like, hey, are you guys there? No response. It's the first time.
So I don't know. It was typed out. I thought I hit send and didn't send. I didn't notice that till later. I promise I wasn't ghosting you.
Okay.
I was wondering where you guys were because we were about to tee off.
Yeah.
And I was like, are they going to make it?
Yeah, we made it. Well,
Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Gonzalez over here made sure we made it on the cart, you know.
Hey, we got there.
Chris and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, Chris?
Hey, I got to back up Jackie Baseball here, man. Number one, these rules for the baseball challenge were absolutely made by a non-athlete. This has Joe DeCameron written all over it.
Why? Right?
10 batters in a row. Listen, a good inning from a pitcher is 12 to 15 pitches. That's a good inning. You struggle, you throw 20. if Jack has to go at him for 10 batters and he throws all strikes, that's 30 pitches. His pitch count's going to be up around like 60 pitches by the end of 10 hitters.
Yeah, hopefully we do.
Yeah, that's what his coach just said. So we got to figure that part out, too.
Yeah, right? We got to breaks.
Yeah, we got to have three breaks outs, for him in there. Yeah.
Three outs and then a break.
Yeah, three outs and then a 10-minute break. I think that's fair.
Yeah, classic to camera. Like, you know, doesn't know what he doesn't know about, you know, being an athlete.
Well,
you
know, well he's going to let it go as long as he doesn't care. That's advantage for him.
Well, you know what? You know what he has to do if he walks? He has to sprint like Brandon Nimmo down to first base. And if he gets hurt, he's out.
He would get hurt sprinting like Nimmo.
I wonder if he's going to run out any ground ball that he happens to put in play.
Well, you know, that should be mandatory. It should be mandatory that he runs.
Because that's if you got to be up there pitching, his running should contribute to him being tired.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you got the harder job as it is already.
Even if he walks, he should have to run to first.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not run full speed, but he has to jog to first.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, he's not going to hit a ball past the infield dirt.
Nope.
Also,
nope.
Thank you for the call, Chris. Also got a report it was Vince's day off.
Oh, wow. That's even worse.
That's even worse.
Had some class. The sports gods should punish him.
Yeah. Just throw strikes next
week. I know.
Spike keeps saying just throw strikes.
Just throw strikes.
The other thing with the pitches, I agree, but also pitchers throw way more pitches than are counted in a game.
They're warming up.
They throw before the, you know, they'd probably throw another 100 pitches that day anyway. Do this. Why not? Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
What it do, Andrew?
Fritz, the squirrel, Fritz.
I know, buddy.
Blind squirrel.
I know.
Is that what he's trying to say?
No, he calls the camera the squirrel because he looks like a squirrel.
Kinda looks like a squirrel.
I can see that.
Yeah, I see it.
You know what you got to do during that baseball event? First pitch, middle in, by the hands, back him off the plate, then just pin the outside corner the entire time.
Can't throw a pitch middle in. Can't brush him back. If he hits him, then
we're in trouble,
then Jack's in trouble. Yeah. He just got to get him out.
You got to set the tone somehow. You got to set the tone. Go beat him in his own sport. Go beat him in the sport he's most confident in. I mean, obviously you can't have a comeback and let down that bad. You got to go get him, Fritz. You got to demolish him. You got to embarrass him. You got to play the mental game. You got to terrorize him, whatever sport you're playing. Trash talk, get in his own head. Live rent-free in his head, Fritz. Come on. You know you're better than this. We all know you're better than this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got
it. Sounds like it.
How do you like this pep-up speech?
It's good. It's a good call from OK, Andrew.
Yeah. All right, OK.
I think that's great advice.
Watch how Bryce responds. He's our guy. Mm. Look up to him. See his response.
Okay.
What is Bryce responding?
Well, what if Bryce addresses it after the game?
Addresses your failure.
That'd be pretty big.
He certainly is aware of it.
I would think so.
Well, it's the only thing we've talked about, and he listens to the show on the way to the stadium. Yeah. So, yes.
What a day at WIP.
Yes.
What a day.
Certainly aware of it.
The debacle at Riverwind.
Yep. Is that what they call it?
Jaws is retweeting everybody.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's good business for Jaws. Yeah.
Absolutely. You kidding me? Brandon Graham joins us next.
BG.
The camera, by the way, said multiple times he hired the caddy.
Well,
he did. He used those exact words. Yeah. And when you hire someone, it means you have to pay them.
Didn't get paid and worked on his off day.
Yeah.
Working on the off day is the one that gets
And trust me, I have absolute sure of my information that it was his off day and he did not get money for being a caddy. Cheap little bastard hosting that morning show.
We're not surprised. He's always looking for something free.
Oh, my God. Probably splits the bill when he goes out to dinner with his girlfriend.
Yeah. I would not put that past him.
Yep. Isn't it your turn? Brandon Graham joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.